Each of these three people's lives was changed forever by one shared experience. On June 14th, 1985, they were all on board this plane.
He has pulled a hand grenade pin, and he is ready to blow up the aircraft.
TWA Flight 847 was hijacked to Beirut by two fanatical Shia Muslim terrorists who demanded the release of hundreds of Arab prisoners held in Israel. After shuttling back and forth between Beirut and Algiers, 42 passengers were spirited off the plane and hidden in the shanty towns of the southern suburbs of Beirut. There were 16 days of tense negotiations before the hostages were freed and driven to Damascus in Syria under Red Cross protection. From there, they were flown to an American base in West Germany and then home. Kurt Carlson has spent almost all his life in the small Midwestern town of Rockford, Illinois, about 70 miles west of Chicago. He's a roofing contractor who's built up his business over the last 15 years. He's hardly ever left his hometown, apart from his time in the Army Engineering Corps, doing national service. He lives in a smart suburb of the town near the Rock River with his wife, Sherry, and his young daughter. After 17 years of marriage, the Carlsons had a baby girl, Meredith.
Yeah. Okay.
She was born only 5 months before Kurt left on the trip that was to change their lives.
Baby Bunting. Oh, I see one.
Kurt's wife, Sherry, didn't want her husband to go to Europe.
I don't know if I had a premonition.
Kurt Carlson's ordeal was to begin when the plane landed at Algiers, where it became the focus of worldwide media interest. Carlson was tapped on the shoulder by one of the hijackers. He was pushed into the flight deck and shoved down on the floor. After being hit with a steel bar, kicked and beaten, Carlson lay on the cockpit floor, semi-conscious. In desperation, Carlson started praying with renewed intensity. He was beaten for 2 hours. Then, after hours of stalling, the authorities at Algiers sent out the fuel the hijackers had been demanding, but it wasn't pumped on board.
The tower began to stall again.
The hijacked jet flew back to Beirut, where Carlson was taken off and held with four other hostages in a small basement room. It was every bit as dangerous as being on board the plane. Kurt was finally released after 17 days of imprisonment.